I'm wondering why I've never heard of this before. Maybe because of the world we live in today, it's a day that we really can't celebrate as it's advertised. Today, it says, is National Hugging Day. Oh,
yeah. That doesn't work with social distancing very well, does it? A virtual hug. Here you go, Charlie, from here.
Well, that's one of the suggestions. That's what you got to do, perhaps. Back at you. And it says this day was first celebrated in 1986.
Oh, all right. It's been around for over 30 years.
But for all these years, I don't ever recall National Hugging Day. And get this, it says it was first celebrated in Clio, as in Michigan.
Really?
It says here it was created by Kevin Zaborni. I'm assuming Kevin Zaborni's a local guy in Clio. The idea of National Hugging Day is to encourage everyone to hug family and friends more often. Though he does caution, he says, to ask first if one is unsure of the response, as respecting the personal space of others is always important. Well, of course, it's a holiday that Pat's never celebrated anyway. Well, maybe with family, but... and
some of them.
In case you didn't hear that, he said some of them.
Yeah. You're talking about friends or family? No, don't even. No, just, we'll get you off the hook there. And it actually says here that he's credited with coming up with the idea... and included in the, remember the old Chase's calendar of events? It used to be like the Bible for all kinds of
things. Thick book.
About every day that had some kind of recognition to it.
Right.
It says here that he had a friend, this was Kevin Zaborni. His friend at the time was the granddaughter of the proprietors of the publication.
Oh.
I think that's why he had an inside chance of getting his National Hugging Day. He says American society is embarrassed to show feelings in public and hoped that National Hugging Day would change that. He thought his idea would fail, but it is being celebrated, it says, in the USA as well as many other countries. So there you go. January 21st, National Hugging Day. I'll have to remember that for the future. But
well, I've often heard that, you know, it's one of the important things for people is that contact and touch and hugging is important to their emotional well-being, health well-being, too.
But how do you do that today?
That's difficult, right. Very difficult.
Well, USA Today has come to the rescue with some suggestions of different ways that you can hug when you can't really hug on National Hugging Day.
Hazmat suit?
Well, you know, that's not one of the suggestions, but you can certainly. Weighted blankets. If you want to feel like you're being hugged and cuddled all at once, try a weighted blanket. These heavier-than-usual blankets have gained popularity in the past few years, since laying them over yourself mimics the feeling of a hug or being held and in turn may calm you down. Huh. And I've heard of that. I've seen those before, weighted blankets. Mm-hmm. Actually, I've seen those used or talked about being used for certain people who have certain physical as well as mental conditions, that it is a calming effect. So there you go. There's a weighted blanket. They have five suggestions. Number two is to enjoy a stress-free soak, to wash off the day with a warm bath. Moments of self-care, like a luxurious bath at the end of a long day, is a perfect way to give yourself sort of a hug. Make bath time extra special with bath bombs infused with calming essential oils or a good book to keep you company. I don't know. Calming myself, I'm not sure I want to invoke a bath bomb. I know what it is, but it just, you know, it sounds funny.
Yeah.
Number three. Oh, well, good luck on this one. It says, stay in the spirit. The holidays may be over, but that does not mean you have to take your decorations down. Well, well.
Yeah, too late.
Although, having said that, I have noticed. I know that there are always people who do leave their decorations up, but I'm seeing more of that this year, and I see that because of lights that are left on as I'm coming into work even overnight. So, you can leave your decorations up, leave your lights on, and leave them lit, as we heard that even before the holidays. Some were doing that just because of trying to find ways to... have a good feel or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm doing this right now, and I do it on a daily basis. It says try some tea.
Oh,
hey, all right. Yeah. It says instead of a hug, brew yourself a steaming cup of comfort with your favorite coffee or tea. If you're wanting some extra calming power, try a caffeine-free herbal tea with flavors of chamomile, spearmint, lemongrass, or for anxiety-reducing effects like hugs, those can help with anxiety-reducing effects like hugs can provide. Chamomile, spear.
Do you have chamomile?
No.
All right.
I guess my little Lipton bag of black tea isn't
is that good enough.
Not a good enough hug. And finally, oh, well, how about this? Because we were just, well, you know, we started talking about, you know, the dogs on the TSA calendar. Lean on your pets. We may not be able to hug our human loved ones, but we can hug our pets. Research shows owning a pet can help combat health concerns around loneliness. So go ahead and give your pet a hug and always offer some extra love and get it from your furry family member whenever you're feeling isolated at home.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My dog leans on me every night in bed, leans on me so much to kick me out of bed almost so they can take it over. How about your dog's thunder sweater, too? Have you ever heard of those, the thunder sweaters?
Yeah.
They supposedly make dogs feel snug like it's a hug. So there, I'll try my dog's thunder sweater. See if that
can also be used at fireworks nights.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
You going to be able to squeeze into that thing?
Probably not, no. Oh, man.
If you do, I'd like to see a picture of it.
Let's not.
Well, there's some suggestions for you. And I'll have to put this into the folder for next year on January 21st. Maybe we'll be able to actually do some hugging January 21st, 2022. Well, at least, Dave, you and I can do some hugging. Pat, we understand.
If Kathy Ireland's around, she can hug me at any time. Always.
I see. He will make exceptions.
It's good to know there are exceptions to every rule. Happy National Hugging Day.